Recent polls show Americans are unhappy with the state of efforts in Iraq and at the same time unsure of the consequences of withdrawing troops. Here's a small sample of views from around the country this week.
Things have kind of bogged down, but, you know, that's what happens in war. It'd be nice if they could get some kind of exit strategy together, but, you know, you just got to keep the troops in your prayers and hope everything turns out for the best.
We need to go ahead and stay as long as we need to, because that's where the security for this country is at. If we left too soon and too early before they were ready, that it would be a bad thing for the world.
I don't think we should pull out right now because the country is already, it's in pieces, and we brought it to the point where it is today. You know, and if we stay there at the same time, it's like, what are we doing there? That's like, we're just, it's going longer and longer, and it's just going to keep getting worse.
I'm tired of hearing about my brothers from Madras, Oregon, or wherever in this country, coming home in a box, okay? We can't set up a government in another country. Bring them home. I don't care how you save face, how you do it, get our boys and girls home.
That's John Lucier in Eugene, Oregon. And before him, Eve Williams in Yellow Springs, Ohio, Steve Martin in Omaha, Nebraska, and Brian Jansen in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.